We're getting a lot of phone calls about that, and we sure appreciate the interest that we have seen in folks. They want to take care of their health, and we want to help them get that accomplished. What we understand as of today is that all of the state will move from phase 1A to phase 1B at the same time. That is what has been said today. Now, we know that this thing has been a very fluid situation, so things might change. What we anticipate as of today is that we've got another 3 to 4 weeks in phase 1A to get everybody in the state ready to move to phase 1B. And that's in phase 1B, that's persons age 75 years and older and frontline essential workers. The folks that are 65 to 75, they won't come in until phase 1C. So, you know, we're talking down the road here. I want to say all of this with the caveat that these things can change very quickly. I know there was discussion on changing the 75-year-old age to a lower age limit with folks that have underlying health conditions as well. So again, we know weekly we are receiving updates, clarification, that kind of thing. And so that's why we wanted to work with the great partnership of WRMJ to make sure that folks know as soon as we get the information, we're putting it out on social media, we're putting it out on our website, mchdil.com. Plus, we're using WRMJ to catch those folks who don't use technology or are not on social platforms, that they're not getting this information in a timely fashion. So we're saying in this phase 1A, 4 to 6 or another 4 weeks is what we're looking at. We're hoping it's going to, that we can get that accomplished sooner and move, but, you know, we move as the state moves.
All right. So again, so for the frontline healthcare worker, frontline emergency responder with the direct contact, again, you're still offering the COVID-19 vaccine. It's the Moderna vaccine. You get two doses. And I think as of earlier this week, I think you had indicated about 100 healthcare workers that live in the county. They can work in the county. They can work outside of the county, live in the county, and still get the immunization. But you're at about 100 right now. And those people that still want to get it and haven't got it, they can contact the health department to make those arrangements?
Correct. We have held 6 clinics as of yesterday afternoon. We had held our 6th clinic. Now, and I do want to speak to that because 100 doesn't seem like a lot, but we have to also understand the long-term care facilities are being addressed through a federal program, through Walgreens and CVS. So we didn't take care of any of our long-term care healthcare workers unless they had come to us because they work in a different scenario. We also did not take care of Genesis employees because Genesis Health System was part of this process themselves. So, you know, we believe that many more have been vaccinated in the county. We have seen about a little over 100.